You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. This weekend is your last chance to see this year's performances at the San Francisco Ethnic Dance Festival, where Bay Area groups perform dance and music from all over the world. One of the festival's directors is 86-year-old Carlos Carvajal. He's danced most of his life, but he almost didn't become a dancer at all. His family wanted him to take a very different career path. KELW's Chris Hambrick has this profile.
Okay, ready? Here we go, everyone. Now, so balance doesn't turn. Okay, then balance. Okay.
At the Conservatory of Classical Ballet in San Leandro, nearly 20 young people line up in rows, paying rapt attention to their teacher, Carlos Carvajal.
Three, here she goes.
In ballet slippers and on point shoes, the dancers take off in groups of four, spinning and crossing the studio's floor diagonally. From a chair in the corner, Carvajal counts them through their steps and plays music from CDs for their exercises. This is a combined level class just for the summer. Preteens mix with experienced college-bound dancers.
Bye, Haley.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you, darling.
Like Haley Lynn Jones, who's headed to Smith College in Massachusetts in the fall.
I'm going to Smith College Massachusetts.
You better be ready for winter.
Snow, yeah, real snow.
What are you enrolling in? Anything in particular? Are you going to do some dance, I hope?
Yeah, I think I'm going to double major in dance and bio.
So, yeah. Cool. Before I decided I was a ballet dancer, I was in pre-med, and I loved the biology part. Yeah, that was the life science particularly, you know.
Carvajal isn't kidding about the pre-med classes. His father steered him toward a career in medicine, even though the family's full of performers. Carvajal's grandparents were opera stars in the Philippines. His father performed magic tricks and hypnosis in San Francisco's Fillmore District for many years. But he wanted a different future for his son.
Coming from the Philippines, as many Asian families do, like Filipino families, they want their children to have a secure future. And my father thought that being a doctor would be secure, you know, be a secure profession, being a doctor. So I complied.
So Carvajal was drawn to the arts, but had to practice them on the side. In junior high, he developed a passion for the cello, but his dad wouldn't pay for music workshops, so Carvajal had to audition to earn scholarships.
One day when I was in high school, I just got into high school, and I went to a folk dance class. And going into the folk dance class was a very interesting experience because it was something that felt so natural for me to do, being a musician. Going into dance was so easy, and I was able to learn things very, very quickly.
And so as a high schooler, Carvajal formed a folk dance group with some friends. They spent their weekends in and out of all the dance clubs in the North Beach section of San Francisco in the 1940s. Carvajal competed in the Scottish Highland style of dance until he had a chance conversation.
Someone had mentioned the word ballet to me, which I had never, ever thought of. And I went to see the San Francisco Ballet, a class, and I liked it, and I thought I could do that. So I enrolled myself without my father knowing.
His father had no idea Carvajal was studying ballet.
When he would go out, I would go into our living room, the front room. We had a linoleum floor and a big mirror, and I would close all the window shades. I would shut them all down and secretly I would turn on the music, and then I'd stand in front of the mirror and practice the various ballet moves that I had to do.
Within a year, Carvajal signed his first professional dance contract with the San Francisco Opera Ballet. He was taking pre-med classes at San Francisco State at the same time. The pace of being in the dance company and in college started to take its toll. In his third semester of college,
one evening I was doing some work and I said, nope. I shut my books and I said, I am a dancer. I affirmed to myself that I was a dancer. And on that, I dropped out. It felt like a relief, you know. I was able to focus knowing that I am a dancer. Was something that was my strength, too. It gave me strength to overcome all kinds of problems, you know.
So after touring Europe for a decade, Carvajal returned to San Francisco in the late 1960s and bought a home in the Haight-Ashbury district. He soaked up the counterculture energy of the neighborhood, performing dance improv at events organized by Chet Helms, the father of the Summer of Love. So Carvajal brought that Haight-Ashbury aesthetic to the San Francisco Ballet when he became ballet master. He choreographed a dance called Genesis 70 to composer Terry Riley's avant-garde piece titled In C.
In C is a piece of music that has no thematic move to it. It's a series of musical phrases, numbered musical phrases given to the whole orchestra, and they play the phrase. There's only this rhythmic bass, a texture. So we created our own visual picture on top of that. It was very, very amazing.
But not everyone was amazed. Carvajal's use of mylar, projections, color, and pattern on stage struck some audience members as chaotic, and they walked out of the performance. The hippies in attendance loved it, and some critics gave rave reviews. But Carvajal says the San Francisco Ballet management did not.
They say, we do not want that audience. And that was the moment that I had to leave. And as I left, the dancers who had been working with me, they also left. And I had the technical, too. And I had the lighting. And I had everything with me. And the critics followed us, too, because they were interested in what I was doing.
So he formed his own company, Dance Spectrum. Carvajal choreographed ballets that explored religion, mythology, and Eastern philosophies, as well as folk dance from around the world.
As the Ethnic Dance Festival started, I was involved in that because there were those in my studio that were rehearsing, and I was engaged in actually helping in the formation of it.
Now Carvajal is in his 12th season as co-artistic director of the San Francisco Ethnic Dance Festival. He says it's a centering experience.
Doing the ethnic festival is a complete return to my source.
Go, one, two, three, change, 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 change.
Back at San Leandro's Conservatory of Classic Ballet, Carvajal runs students through a dance they're adding to each week. They interlock arms and make concentric circles.
They're not fooling around, which is what I love, you know. And they really, look at that, you know, they're able to adjust. See, they're not afraid of making a mistake for me. They're not afraid because I don't scold mistakes. They ask a question, you know, nicely, and they'll, you know, and I'll help out, you know, when I can. But they can ask each other, you know. They're those who get it really fast. So I said, watch her, you know, and that's how they do it. You know.
Carvajal demonstrates the dance moves to the music, saying it's partly spontaneous. The dancers mimic him.
We're just going at the moment and seeing how the formations work. That's the fun of it. Yeah, isn't that pre-planned?
Places, here we go, girls. Go right away from jail. And ready, go, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 2, 2, 3.
At 86, Carvajal isn't dancing like a young man anymore.
So if you want to see me dance like I used to, first you call 911, and then I'll do this.
But he's happy he gets to pass his passion on to others.
Here we go, music. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
For Cross Currents, I'm Chris Hambrick.
2, 3, 4. Down, 2, that's right. And 1, 2, 3.